Hello, Neo Seniors Nation. Welcome back if you've been here before, and if you're new, good to have you. My name is Richard LaChalle here at Neo Senior Services, and this is the first of what I envision to be a series of 7 or 8, maybe 9 podcasts wrapped around the title of The Joys of Growing Old. So, as LeVar Burton likes to say, take a deep breath. Settle in, and here we go. As someone in his late 60s, I feel like I'm sometimes, by situation or inclination, asked to be a spokesman for those of us in the older generations who are adamant or even defiant about staying smack in the center of life. I am a firm believer of practicing compressed morbidity. Compressed morbidity is a terrible term, I think, for a rather positive thing. Compressed morbidity simply means living as well and as able-bodied as possible, as close to the end of our lives as possible. And that's kind of what I try to do, and that's part of my make no bones about it, kind of live long and drop dead philosophy. I'm cautious, and I'm a risk avoider, have been my whole life. But I'm still on the prowl, if you will, for new experiences and things to learn and ways to improve myself and a lot of those around me and take it from there. Anyhow, many times in my conversations, I've shared in some ways that I'm just now reaching what I consider to be my peak. There are days now that I genuinely think I've never had more fun, contentment and satisfaction in my life than I do right now. Unfortunately, our dominant culture these days pushes a different message to those of us over 50 and definitely those of us over 60. And I'm talking about that cultural message that these decades of ours, we neo-senior decades, inevitably put us on the sidelines, ushers in an inevitable fade-out of our faculties and all of our enjoyments too. But you know what? I'm kind of here to tell you some what I think to be very good news. And it's not just pie in the sky. That inevitable fade out doesn't have to be our destiny. In fact, there's a whole lot to look forward to as we grow older together and on our own as well. And it's yet another strange and rather, to me, upsetting product of our social modernism, if you will, that we don't focus on the positive aspects of aging. Historically and sociologically, in the past, cultures throughout time have paid exceptional honor, respect, and distinction, social currency to their elders, and for a lot of good reasons. Our ancestors realized, undoubtedly, that their survival depended on having the life experiences passed on to them by their elders, and these life experiences that passed on will help support and teach critical survival skills and adaptive reasoning to the youngins in the tribe. In fact, I think a pivotal cultural boon in our evolution took place about 35,000 years or so ago, in large part because of our increased longevity, longer average lifespans, meant older people around who could pass on information and show the rest of the tribe how it got done. Not to mention offering childbearing support for the young members of their groups, which we still do today. And we do, I think, more of a child-rearing support than offering of wisdom. At least the society doesn't seem to be as receptive. They'll take our custodial, but not our wisdom. But that's okay, I guess. Anyhow, we'll try to fix that too. Be that as it may, the more life experiences old grandpa back when and grandma back when had, the more practice of many arts that they could draw upon and teach from. And the more years that grandpa and grandma back when had seen, the more scenarios and outcomes they could recall and reasoning and anticipating current conflicts and crises and possible ways to alleviate those current crises and conflicts. I think we should recognize that knowledge matters for survival, both for ourselves and for our tribe as well. And without ample means of recording that kind of knowledge, survival information, minus cave drawings back in the day and this podcast and this technology now, in today's world, Back then, that knowledge needed to come straight from the direct instruction of the older gens themselves. And now we don't do that so much anymore. But I kind of get it. In today's society, where we just look around and we see an aging too often coincides with what seems to be an automatic surrender to what I know from experience and knowledge to be preventable lifestyle diseases, we can get a really grossly skewed impression of growing older. That said, when we take care of ourselves with a mind towards that compressed morbidity, again, that living as well and as able-bodied as possible for as long as possible, our later decades can be some of our most satisfying. And maybe it's time that I kind of accept being a potential poster child for that the neo-seniors group, if you will, after all. Yeah, sure, when I was younger, I couldn't have anticipated the turns of events that have, up to now, have become my life. As John Lennon wrote, life is what happens to you as you're busy making other plans. And back in my day, back in my 20s and 30s and all that, you know, you're building a career, I was busy doing, striving, training, moving from one thing on to the next thing. And those years were exciting. And, you know, I built a relatively elite profession, had a succession of business ventures, mostly successful, some very successful. And then two lovely children who are now even lovelier adults. I frankly wouldn't trade what I have now to go back to any of that. When I look back at it, I was often tired, anxious, overworked, overtrained, well, just plain unhealthy compared to how I feel today. These days, I'm enjoying so many things I didn't have the time, focus, or realized priorities to appreciate back in the day. And it's not just a matter of the dust having settled. I'm still very busy, but there are aspects of me that have fundamentally changed. Aspects that could only have been transformed over the long arc of time and personal experience within that long arc of time. In unfortunate contrast, young folks today, and I say young, anyone really under 40, I guess, and then even sometimes over that, you know, that's an independent thing, individual thing. The young today, more than ever, seem to be set on a precarious pedestal with the prevalent social messaging that these are the glory days, that these are the only days you'll feel good and be the center of attention. From a health perspective, it's often a case of live it up now before your crummy habits catch up with you, as opposed to any kind of developmental perspective to preserving the longevity of privilege that they're trying to build. And maybe there's something even a little bit sadder, that assuming that your best times, your biggest joys, your most valuable achievements, your greatest loves, your happiest moments are all behind you 2 to 4 decades into your birth. That's just flat out sad, and to me, it's also just flat out incorrect. And it's no wonder that so many young people in their heydays, their halcyon days, their golden days, their happy days and all that, the green days of summer in their lives, struggle emotionally. Now, before I start to talk about, you know, any kind of reports and specifics and stories, let me just say this in no uncertain terms. If you expect your life to be a static continuum of your same activities and ventures, the same routines, and figures with equal to increasing gratification as you get older, you're very likely to be extremely disappointed. On the other hand, if we neo-seniors are willing to trust in our own life as an exploration through varying phases and interests and redirects, perhaps, I think we'll find that our later decades hold as much, if not more, capacity for depth, joy, and enrichment as our younger years did. Certainly, good health can and will always help. And attitude also determines our course. And that, as much as health, is always a choice. Sometimes even more than health, our attitude is a choice. You know, that crabby old man that you know down the street or is in your social club or your investment group or whatever was probably a crabby younger man, too. You show me a cranky neo-senior and I'll show you a cranky teenager. Age, like alcohol, seems to exacerbate the traits that were already there. And as in every transition in life, and probably beyond, whether it be reclaiming our health, keeping our health, choosing new career paths, having children, not having children, our willingness to change and be changed, I think, is going to largely help determine our success and our contentment. And I'll stop there, and next chapter in The Joys of Growing Old, I'll dig in a little bit into some of the details of the benefits and the joys and some reports and specifics and stories that I'll share with you on my the six greatest joys of growing old. So next time will be joy number one, and which is basically that we're going to have a better handle on our emotions as we go older. So, Neo Senior Nation, good listeners, I walk away from your elbow now. I'll be back soon. Meanwhile, do be safe, do be well, try to do good work, and stay in touch with each other. These are important things to do. Thanks. Richard LaChalle out here, and more to come. Bye and bless you all.